Welcome to Song Swap Showdown Quick Hit, the show where we dive into one song reviews pulled straight from the full episodes of Song Swap Showdown. Get ready for rapid fire music insights and fun all in a quick bite-sized format. Let's rock.
So your second song was Change in the House of Fires.
Flies.
Sorry, I wrote that wrong. Which right. I totally like. I looked at the lyrics too. I should have known that. And by Deftones. This also felt a little dark to me.
It is a dark song.
They're talking about like ripping the wings off of flies. Like, sorry, like you're just going to be on my shelf now forever. Like these, like, I feel like these poor people that are, these songs are about were so oppressed. Like, I just been so sad for them. Like, who was the person the song was written about? Like, oh, I'm going to pluck her wings off so she can't fly away. So it gave me kind of an eerie feeling. And just because of the tone, like it just kind of like gave me goosebumps to some degree, but not in like a happy way. And it made me think, I was trying to think like what TV show there was like an episode or a movie part that type of music would be playing. And it's always like maybe if they're going down a creepy hallway, like, and it's like they're running away from people or something. And I was like, yeah, this song would not go with a happy like Little House on the Prairie like featured film. Like, no,
not at all. This is more, it's more like, this is like, you know, something that probably would have been like Seven or like some film that features like detectives on the hunt for a serial killer. I will tell you, it's been in shows and films, but I'll tell you what those are, but continue on.
So it just made me feel eerie, and I didn't necessarily care for the lyrics either. I felt like they were a little disturbing, and it didn't make me feel good at all. I mean, the tone was secondary, or the word, you know, like the music part of it was secondary to like the words, I guess. I don't know, but it did give me like goosebumps. So I'm really conflicted on this one. I didn't like it, didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
It made you feel uneasy and uncomfortable.
Very much. If anyone in the audience has listened to this song, like, I'd love to like have you put it in the comments of what you thought, but whew. It make you feel when you listen to this song?
Deftones were a band to me that was very unfairly lumped. This was the third record that came out, White Pony, and this was a really big record for them. And they got unfairly lumped into the quote unquote new metal genre of the time, because their first two records like had that, definitely like that new metal, like that kind of real blend of like hip hop and like more aggressive metal sound, but they got lumped into that. But they were just so much more musically, like so much more beyond many of those bands in that time. And they have kept going, and they're still around today, and they just keep evolving more, like they just keep pushing that sound. And they definitely are that tone of like that eerie, like always uneasy kind of a thing, dark. You know, Chino Moreno, who's the lead singer, like I love his voice. I think he's got an amazing tonal quality of his voice. I love his range on things, like on other songs you'll hear how he can like really sing, and then he screams and growls, I love that. This song was actually featured in a bunch of like films and shows. This was actually in the film, one of the vampire, well, it was the Queen of the Damned, which was an Anne Rice book, which they turned into a movie, which wasn't a very good movie. It was in a movie, Little Nicky, Dragon Ball Z, Alias. If you remember, Alias was on TV.
That's one of my favorite shows. And I almost said that, but I was like, I'm not going to say that because I don't know if Chris would know it. So I had heard this song before. Well, probably not that.
Probably, I probably used bits of it in the show. Yeah. So it's definitely was, you have heard it. If you watched Alias, then you probably heard it.
Several times. Love it. So does this make you happy or sad when you hear it?
Not sad. It just brings a vibe. Like, I really like the song a lot. I just think it's a cool sounding song. I like the vibe. I love the guitar sound. I love his singing. And it's just the lyrics, because it's a lot of metaphors for different things. You know, that whole, you know, I feel a change, and it's just about metamorphosis and just this whole, you know, and I know it gets like a little like see pulling wings off of flies, but it's not like, it's not, I don't
I go straight not, for the wings getting yeah, plucked
it's
off.
Not in the literal sense. It's, you know, it's a little more metaphorical.
Yes. And you know, the actual like singing of it is not my issue. Like, it's really just that feel right. of that music. So if you had a bad day, would you go to this song, or does this song like pump you up? Like, at what point, like, do you listen to this song?
Well, I'll tell you this. So I listen to this song across like different things. Like, it's a cool song to just put on and get a vibe in, but I actually have, this song is on my spin playlist. So it's a good, like, okay. I put it on that, like, when you're like, you know, you got the tension up and you're going up the hill on your spin bike. Like, this is that song that was like the, put the tension up a little bit and like okay. doing the climb. All right. So what is your rating on this song?
Oh my goodness. I really, really, really don't want to give another 2, but I think I have to, but I want to give a 2.5, but not quite a 3. I just can't go full 3.
Okay.
All right. But I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I listened to it several times all the way through.
Right. This song is going to stick in your, it's going to become like a little, yes. little warm in your brain. You're going to go back to this one.
You are expanding my taste in music.
Yeah, I'm expanding your mind.
You are. You are.
And that's a wrap on this quick hit from Song Swap Showdown. Do you agree with our review of the song? We want to hear from you. Join our free Facebook group by using the link in our show notes and join the conversation. For more in-depth reviews and musical throwdowns, follow us wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you hit that follow button so that way you don't miss out on full episodes of Song Swap Showdown, your weekly musical throwdown show, available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Remember, keep the music playing and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.